to return to the recording has started.
Okay, welcome to the Capizano Water District Board Meeting. I call to order. I have the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have a moment of silence for the fallen. Okay.
Roll call. Director Taffy Brock, here. Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Diana Morris.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
And Director Sarah Warfel. She's absent today. Michael Pollock, General Manager.
Here.
Evelyn, you're here?
I'm here.
Okay. Okay. Consent calendar. All matters in this category are considered to be consistent with the board district goals, district policies and regulations adopted and or approved by the board of directors. That will be an end into in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is required, items may be removed from the consent calendar and will be considered separately. One, approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrant of October 18, 2022. Regular board meeting minutes and warrants of October 18, 2022. Reaffirmation of Resolution 04-2021 declaring the constitution of virtual meetings due to COVID-19. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve A, Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of October 18, 2022. B, regular board meeting minutes and warrants of October 18, 2022. And C, reaffirmation of Resolution 04-2021, declaring the continuation of virtual meetings due to COVID-19.
Have a second?
I'll second.
All right, so the motion is to approve the consent calendar items A, B, and C, made by Director Tincher and seconded by Director Brock. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
And Director Davis?
Aye. Okay, number two, we have no awards. Number three, awards of contracts, none. Updates. Update number one. CWD operations report by General Manager Pollock. How do you pronounce your last
name? Pollock's fine.
Pollock?
Yeah, Pollock. Good. Yep. Okay. So since our last meeting, we've had Clayvel perform maintenance on 5 of our PRVs. November 1st, they came out and did almond vaults, which has a 6-inch, a 3-inch, and a 2-inch. And then on November 3rd, they did well 2, which has a 12-inch and a 6-inch. The district has a total of 21 clay valves. The goal is to maintain on a 3-year cycle, completing 7 PRVs per budget year. 2 clay valves have been completed prior to me becoming manager, and the 5 completed on November 1st and 3rd completes this year's budget cycle. On November 2nd, Legend Pump came out and performed routine maintenance on all the district wells and panels. All assets are in current good working order. On October 27th, I met with Dustin of Cal Rural Water Association and Lance of San Bergoglio Pass Water Agency. We agreed that they were going to come out and develop a small leak audit and a distribution audit that will provide supporting documentation for a district database management for existing distribution asset inventory and for capturing historical water main replacement and rehabilitation data. At the conclusion of this, the district will have supporting documentation to apply for grants to start new upgrades for main replacements and hydrant installations. The Cabazon Water District currently has 22.25 miles of pipe. using the canoe model that is highly regarded in the water industry. So the canoe method is basically just a model that some German engineers put together that most of the water departments have grown accustomed to and is accepted in rate cases and everything like that. So it's basically a percentage of mains that will be replaced to upgrade aging infrastructure. So that's what the canoe method is. And if we use to the canoe method by replacing 3,000 feet of pipe per year for the next 40 years to upgrade the distribution system, which is already, most of the pipes have already exceeded their useful life expectancy. So if you're going to do it on a 40-year basis, some of the pipes have already been in for over 60 years, so they're going to be 100 years. So if you start the program, which is what we intend to do through grant funding, so once the audit is completed, and you know, so basically it just can't be the manager and the employee saying, oh, we need this replaced and that replaced. So we have an outside source supplying documentation saying that it's, you know, poor and, you know, we're an extremely disadvantaged community that we would have to start replacing pipes, which we should.
You know, and then they're going to tell you where the bigger leaks are.
Yes, yes. If there is any leaks. Yeah, they do sounding and techniques and everything like that. And deferring the pipe replacement could cause increasing frequency of main breaks and disruptive water services. By aligning more water main replacement opportunities, water utilities can replace O&M costs and service disruptions related to emergency main breaks. So the district did complete 3 main repairs since our last meeting, one on Blanche, one on Broadway, and one on Bonita. And also, our Edison TOU rates, time of use rates, have been resolved by adjustments to our SCADA program, preventing pumps from running from 4 to 9, which is the highest rate per kilowatt hour. Tiered rates, first tier is 29 cents per kilowatt hour, the second tiered rate is 37 cents per hour, and the final tier is 47 cents. So from 4 to 9 it would be 47 cents. So I do have a little chart here on the back that everyone can see as far as where the rates would be. So we, on our SCADA program, we block out the wells from running from 4 to 9. So eliminating the highest rates.
And that doesn't put any pressure on the system?
No, no. Operations should be maintained, the tanks will fill, so everything should be well maintained without any disruptions in service. Just that small window of, you know,
5 hours?
Yeah, 5 hours.
It'll save a lot of money.
Yeah, it'll save a lot of money on our Edison bill, because in most cities, the water department is the highest use of Edison in any city. Good. Because of the pumps.
I signed the checks, I saw them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like that. It's like that in every city. Yeah. Those pumps take a lot of power to run. So anyways, so we made some adjustments. We had to call our SCADA tech to update the system. I guess the system program, some shortcuts were taken during the logic. And the logic wasn't operating properly, so we had John May go in there to make some adjustments to the SCADA program to prevent, because there was time where they just ran whenever they wanted to, no matter what you did. So everything is finely tuned, so we should be in good shape.
Hmm. It's interesting to see how that works.
Yeah, so it did work over the weekend, because he notified me on Thursday, he said everything was taken care of. So on Sunday, it did not run. We'll save a little money there.
Yeah. Good. They're just running whenever they want it, huh?
Well, they would run based on what the tank levels would call for. Yeah. I mean that's basically how they operate. You know, they get to a certain critical tank level and the wells kick on, and then when they get to a certain tank level, they'll kick off before it overflows. So it's already programmed in there.
Yeah.
But for some reason, you would say don't run from 4 to 9, you would say, I don't recognize your logic. I'm just going to run in the tank and tell you to.
Okay, good. What a great job. Did I have?
I got more if you want more.
We're trying to make this a short meeting.
Okay, well, this shouldn't take too long. So, One of the things the district's going to be doing is going to be tracking aged receivables. So, you know, our meters are read on a monthly basis. We send out monthly bills. And unfortunately, some of the accounts are past due. So balances in September, balances past due, 0 to 30 days is a little over 31,000. And then when you get to 31 to 60 days past due, it drops down to $1,900. And then 61 to 90 days, your balance is at a little over $10,000 still that we need to receive.
Yeah.
So we're tracking that right now. So we just started tracking that this month. So Evelyn put it on an Excel spreadsheet. And then some of the other items that are on here are liens. So we put liens when they don't pay their bills and they leave town. So we put liens on the property. So total liens due to our water department is $33,000 that we'll get on liens. And then income for new services, they're basically put on a payment plan. So the amount that we'll be receiving for the next year will be $42,000. So that will be added to our budget.
Good.
You're just on everything, huh?
What's that?
You guys are just on everything.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
You're doing stuff that I never even heard, you know. Somebody else, you know, was in the office before, you know.
It's I mean, there's programs in there, so we just, and they put everything together, so.
Yeah.
Got a good staff, and everything's going to
work
out.
And is she looking for a raise already?
I made a spreadsheet. I deserve a raise.
Didn't you just get a raise?
What?
Didn't you just get a raise?
I don't know if I could talk about that right here. Or if
that's no, it's okay. Okay, we're on a new business. Are you all done?
New business. Okay, what else do you want to know? Do we have to go by specific items?
No,
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you do however you want to, you know?
Okay, so you have new business. You got line item one.
Line item one. Discussion action. Tap one, whatever. Award of a contract for isolation valve improvement projects. Borden Excavating Inc. That's who was doing it?
They were the lowest bidder.
Yeah.
Who was awarded the contract?
Okay.
Yes.
Yep, so on page.
So who's talking on this? Evelyn?
I can. On page 36 of 63 of the board packet, it has the total amount, but it ended up being, their bid was $1,034,000, which was a little higher than what the grant, what we had in like the construction category of the grant, but we ended up moving some money around from the other categories that we didn't use, and it ended up being, I think it still might be a little bit short if they were to do some change orders, but it looks like it's pretty good. But this is the lowest bidder, so the other ones were like $2 million or something like that.
Really?
It's crazy how big of a difference there was. I think the highest was $3 million.
Yeah.
Hmm. But they
you just gave a whole breakdown of everything they're gonna do, huh?
Mm-hmm. I know these guys too, they're pretty good.
Yeah, the engineers said that these guys they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They have any problems.
Where is this taking place exactly?
All throughout the district.
Okay.
Isolation valves, because some of our mains don't have valves, you know, so you'd have to shut down
a whole block or whatever.
More than a block.
Yeah,
more than blocks, like a mile of pipe.
Yeah.
You've got to drain the pipe. So
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A mile?
And then, well, maybe not a mile. I know, yeah. Well, they were talking about Bonita. Bonita was a long stretch of pipe that didn't have valves. And what happens is when you dewater the system, you know, it's an expansion and contraction.
Yep.
So now at the joints, you could have possible leaks is part of the part of the fallout from that from a large shutdown.
Oh yeah. So we make a motion.
Do we need a motion on this?
Yeah. So the motion would be to award the contract for the isolation wall project to Board of Excavating Inc.
I make a motion to award the contract for the isolation valve improvement project to Board of Excavating Incorporated.
Second that motion.
So the motion was made by Director Tincture and seconded by Director Morris. Director Rock?
Aye.
Director Tincture?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Lucas, absent.
Second is another discussion action, Bonita Avenue PRV Station Replacement Project.
I think I may have mentioned that at a previous meeting, that aging infrastructure that Bonita Vault is, the last record we have was 1964. The vault itself is deteriorating, it's concrete, it's underground.
Underground.
So, that was one of the requests that the staff put together, that they, that it needed to be replaced. So, on the capital project reserve funds, there was $225,000 for well and tank repairs. Well, because the tank repairs are under a grant
for
painting, so I would use this line item money here, and we would install that in-house. So, what I did is I requested engineering services to give me a quote, which they did, and I believe that was around $19,000.
$19,700?
Yes. So they would produce the record search, because we need to know if there is a utility easement there, which there should be, because there's a pipeline underneath there. Mm-hmm. And then the survey, construction drawings, and then the assistance for the permit. So I do have pictures of the vault. So the vault is 6 feet wide, 12 feet long, and 5 feet in height. So you can see where the proposed site would be, and it would be approximately 3 feet underground and 2 feet above, so it would no longer be a confined space. And we would build the piping on the inside with the clay valves, gate valves, and everything like that. So the vault itself is $16,500. They did get a quote, I guess maybe 2 years ago, for the piping and everything that goes inside the vault to replace the aging one, and that was around $37,000 for the piping. So the vault, $16,000, the piping, 37, let's say it's 45 now, maybe more. And then the engineering fees, which is 19.7, you're still going to get it done for around $100,000 in house. And that would be split up between 2 years. So we would have the engineering, the piping, and the vault purchased this year, which is about $70,000. And then whatever additional items that we're going to need would be in the next year's budget.
And then you're waiting until next year to do this project?
Yeah, because we cannot install this project without the isolation valve being completed, because there's no way to
yes,
shut it down.
There's no way to shut it
down. To do a tie-in.
That makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
There's so many things around here, huh?
Yeah. And then... So one other item that's attached to that, because we are saving money, because there was $232,000 budgeted for
the tank.
The capital for the tank. $225,000. So now you're going to spend $19,700 on the engineering fees, $16,500 on the vaults, under $50,000 for the fittings this year, or we could even split it up next year just to keep it everything copacetic. We're going to have a lot of money left over in that one line item.
Good, we can have a party.
Well, okay, that's not the game plan.
No.
We have a vehicle that has over 300,000 miles on it. Oh. And I did do, there's another line item in here that I did do some quotes. I don't know, do I tie it in with this one?
I didn't put it in here because I think we were going to look a little bit more into it, but
yeah.
You could kind of...
Yeah.
Talking about that old Chevy truck?
And then you could add or...
Yeah, I think it's a GMC.
GMC, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I've been doing research, and I did the Ford Ranger, the Chevy Colorado, and then the Toyota. So I think the ship's the price is in there?
No, I think the Toyota was 20.
Yeah, so you're looking at $33,000 for the Chevy, $31,000 for the Ford, and $26,000 for the smaller Toyota model. So with the money left over, when we get to that point, when we have a game plan, when I get better, more quotes, but that's just a preliminary research that I've done to use a little bit of money left over in that, and then we still have funds left over to put into to meet your goals on reserves.
And that party.
What's that?
That party.
Yeah.
So, we're not looking for a motion.
No. I'm just letting you know, based on this line item for $225,000 that was assigned for well and tank repairs, well, the tank's already taken care of
right.
our grant.
Right.
So now we're going to do this new vault in-house using a portion of this money, mm-hmm. and then another small portion to replace the truck, because, you know, like the old saying is, if you don't make a decision, time will make a decision for you.
Yeah.
So you need to start planning to replace that truck, and based on the preliminary quotes that I have, that's the direction that I'm looking at. When we get to that point, then that's kind of what I'm thinking about.
Do you think you need a quote or a motion to approve that that we can go forward with the Bogey the Ball project, though?
Let's table it till next month when Sarah's here.
Okay.
So that we can all talk about it.
Okay.
So I'd like her to be involved in the two sections of the
yeah.
in the finance.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Does that sound okay with everybody?
Yeah. Number three?
No, we're at number respect number three?
We are.
Proposal by Krieger and Stewart. That's our surveyor, right? Engineer?
The engineers, yeah. So mm-hmm. this is for
regarding the ARBA funded Broadway Main Cluster Bell project. Okay.
So this is for the ARPA funding, which is for the cluster valve on Broadway Main, and then there is another project, but this is focused on that one. The other one is the tank recodings that he was talking about.
Uh-huh.
But for this proposal, it would be to allow Krieger and Stewart to pretty much, we wouldn't have to come back to you guys for approval for every little thing, like preparing the contract documents, supporting with the bidding phase, construction support services, project closeout documents, preparation of record drawings. And this amount that they quoted is in the budget for the grant. We already had that in the grant, so that's what numbers they used to do that. We would just need approval so that to accept this proposal so that they can actually do the work. I don't know if that makes sense.
So we've already discussed this. We've already agreed to move forward with it, correct?
We agreed with the agreement with the county, but then we need to approve that Krieger and Stewart can do the work involved. Project.
And you said that was already budgeted in?
Yeah. And this
so
would be all
we've already discussed this.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're not going to. Without Sarah here being on the finance committee, I don't like making decisions.
Yeah, and this would all be. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But this is in the grant budget, so we'd be reimbursed for these costs too.
Right, so it's not a big deal
yeah,
on that.
So it was discussed, it was in the grant already. This is the numbers they used. This is just to approve that they can actually
right.
do the work.
I'll make a motion to approve this.
So a motion to approve.
You guys understand where I'm coming from, right?
Yep.
Sarah, when it comes to numbers, Sarah has a way of thinking about things that I've never seen anybody else think about.
So. Well, that, if we make decisions without her, it's not correct. Because she is on the finance committee. So we shouldn't make budget decisions without her.
No, we should.
No.
We should sometimes, you know, we have to sometimes.
Sometimes,
if it's an emergency,
yeah.
But if it's not an emergency, it's
time
to wait.
Can wait.
All right, so a motion to approve the proposal by, accept the proposal by Three Grand Stewart regarding the ARPA-funded Broadway Main Cluster Golf Project, made by Director Tincture and seconded by Director Morris. Director Rupp?
Aye.
Director Tincture?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
And Director Davis?
Aye.
All right.
No old business? Any public comments out there? No?
Come on, you have something.
Tell us how your day was or anything? Okay, General Manager's Board comments. Future agenda items. The Board Chair or the majority of the Board may direct staff to investigate and report back to individuals and the Board on matters suggested. Or direct the General Manager's Board Secretary to place the matter on a future Board meeting. Suggested. Agenda items from the public. No? Good.
That would be you.
How about management? Any items for agenda or anything?
Pretty much kind of what my game plan was for the bringing the ball in the vehicle. That's about it.
Yeah, maybe you just said
We can add to the next board meeting and talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just in the planning stages is what I'm working on. And I did get a quote from Krieger for the engineering fees for that particular vault, which is much needed in its improvement. You have a deteriorating vault underground with deteriorating pipe in the vault, so.
And no shutoff valves anywhere?
No shutoff valves, no. So you wanna, and plus it's kind of in the road, and it's, you know, where the crown of the road is, so anytime it rains, it goes down into the manholes and I have flooding issues, water and rust on the pipes, so we need to really get it out of there. So I'm hoping that easement agreement is easily obtained. So we can put that long ways along this fence. And
whose property is next to that fence?
Tags up two. I think the address is on one of the photos. No, unfortunately, it's not on this one. Yeah, not on this one, sorry.
I'm just curious.
I know they all know the Subaru.
Yeah.
You can't really see much on these pictures when they're black and white. Yeah.
He comes out and we're working over in that area, so he seems like a pleasant man, and if we explain what we're doing, I'm sure he'd be in the back.
Where is this at? I'm Benita? No.
Yeah,
it's on the meter.
I need it. Good. On the west side of over here?
Well, you can see where the three air vents are. We just freshly painted those. So you can see those on the north side of the road.
Okay.
That's where the existing vault is right now.
Yeah, on that side of
it. Yeah. So basically you have these existing vent pipes right there. Yeah. And the vault would not be any taller than that, and it would be
off the road for
a while. Is that Alan's house? Is his name Alan?
I'm not sure.
Is that Joe Tobias' old house there?
Yeah, I think that Alan
purchased
the
place. Doctor out there?
Alan Sinkowski, I believe, purchased it.
Did he purchase it?
Yeah, so if you need somebody to talk to him, I know him extremely well.
Okay. Yeah, when the time comes, once they give me the easement portion of it, and we'll start talking about
it. I've known him since I was 13 years old.
And you're 11 now?
13.
Okay. Hey, does any board members have any agenda items?
I do. I actually suggested last month to have on the agenda for this month, but did not make it onto the agenda.
You're going to talk to the right
people. CAC meetings. I honestly think that it is a waste of money, but I think it's going to cost the water company too much money to have us attend the meeting every month when there's not enough moving forward. So I want that on the agenda for next month.
I couldn't remember. Yeah. I remember you mentioning it, but I was like, I don't think she said that was either, but I'll make sure I saw it.
That's a Victor
thing.
So
would it need to?
Yeah.
No, I suggested to Victor to have them bi-monthly or tri-monthly.
Yeah.
But even at the MAC meeting, he turned around and looked at me and said, well, where are we having the next meeting? Like, it's all of a sudden become my burden, and it's not my meeting.
He did, he kept looking at you for just about
everything. Yes, and I want him to understand that we are here to help, but we're not going to waste the community resources when they don't need to be wasted.
Right, right. And I gave him all the facts, and it seemed like it was a big burden.
We're not here to handle it for him.
Right, right.
That's a conflict of interest for me.
So I need to talk about maybe reducing it to one and then reducing the frequency.
Well, I think that as of right now, while nothing's going on, I'm going to suggest that we do it once every 6 months until it starts moving along.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea.
6 months might be good enough.
January and June, maybe.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do.
Because I don't think that's going to go anywhere anytime soon.
He was waiting for after the holidays. You know,
That was my suggestion because he wanted me to find another place in November, and I was like,
he can't go to the library or wherever.
I tried to tell him.
So
he wants Diana to find
me.
It.
No,
he keeps saying
me.
That.
It doesn't matter who says what. He wants me to do it.
No.
I don't know why, but he feels better with me handling anything.
Like, he needs to do it himself a long time.
Yeah, and I've already told him before, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Because you open your mouth and you say, I know everyone. Been
going
for years and years.
No, people walk in and they start talking to me and
you do
it. Noticed it.
That's why. Because you know everybody.
I was nice and I did got their meeting set in the first spot for the community center and that was all she wrote up about.
I don't think the library would mind.
I know they wouldn't.
You just gotta ask.
I know, but I'm not going to do it because if he wants to move forward, he needs to do it.
Yeah, he does. Let him go.
The ball's in his court anyways, because they gave him all the facts, so
yeah.
It's up to you.
It is. You know, that's why he's going to wait. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About that's the only agenda you got?
Yeah.
So do you guys think that December 20th is still a good day for the next meeting?
Oh, for the Christmas?
What you got going on?
About that too.
I don't know if I have anything going on, but it's awfully close to Christmas. It's a pretty busy time of year. Do we want to have it that close to Christmas?
What about,
we want to have it the week before?
How about Kruger, or Kruger? Kruger, whatever it is? They always have that thing every year. The Christmas party.
Are they having that Christmas party this year?
Our lawyers?
Is it the lawyers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually have us come out.
Give them a call, see if, you know, they're going to have some.
But I think December 13th is a good idea because December 20th is awfully close.
Yeah, it's going to be really busy.
All the days are the same to me.
So I'm good with making it December 15th if everybody else is.
What?
The next meeting.
13th.
It's on a Tuesday.
I'm good with that. Are you good with that?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Make a motion? Do we need a motion?
I don't think we've ever done
a
motion before.
No. Okay. We just agree on it, that's all. Taffy, you
have that? I'll let Sarah know tomorrow and see if that works for
you. Yeah, if there's a problem, so it's okay.
Comments? Management comments? No? Board comments? I still want to know what the hell that fence is for.
I do have a comment. I attend all the meetings, the San Gregorio Passwater Agency. Like, I attend a lot of meetings. And the last couple of months since you've come on board here, every single meeting that I attend, there is somebody at that meeting, professional, not a friend, with absolutely nothing good to say about you. Not nothing. Nothing but good to say about you.
Wow.
Holy.
Nothing good to say about you.
Absolutely nothing but good to say about you.
Okay.
It has gotten around the entire past area, your work ethic and you being here and everything else, and people are absolutely amazed and astonished, and it's a great thing.
That's very flattering. I appreciate that. And I know I did meet with Dustin of the Kel Rule he mentioned he just met with John Covington, and John Covington said the same thing. He's had a lot of good input. And me and John accomplished a lot over there. I'm very happy to work
with him. He actually is one of the people that stood up at the last meeting and discussed about you.
Wow, very nice, very nice. I appreciate that.
So it sounds like we made the right decision.
Yes.
I appreciate the opportunity. I know when I met with you guys and we had a nice little interview, and I just felt calm and relaxed. It's like, you know, it's...
It's kind of cool when I get to walk through the meetings and I'm like, yeah, we did that.
Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
And it helps when you have a staff.
Evelyn, you're doing a good job, too.
Yes, she is. Yes.
She knows that. She's going to take 500 years
already. She does a lot for me, that's for sure.
Let me write that down.
Why don't you take the rest of the day off?
Okay.
Look at those.
Hey, board members, got any comments?
We already took over the next one.
That was it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, future board items.
We did that.
Board. Okay. Finance and okay, our next board meeting is December 13th.
It's all 6
o'clock. Right here.
Finance and audit at 5 p.m.
5 p.m. Oh, regular board meeting. Oh, that's the 13th. What's this child of relative agencies meeting in Beaumont?
That was you and Sarah, right?
Yeah.
You and Sarah?
Yeah. Nothing to report from her.
Okay. Tangerville Pass Regional Alliance meeting.
I do believe that there is one on November 23rd. If I'm not mistaken, there's one on November 23rd, unless they canceled it. There's been so many meetings canceled and moved around because of the holidays, I cannot remember exactly.
I think there was one that was canceled, but I don't remember if it was that one or not. So
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I'll check. Like, would it be you that would be attending it?
Yeah, there's okay, like four different subboards that I'm on, so.
That's a really good day, by the way.
I'll let you know what I
find. Okay.
Community Water Systems Alliance meeting? To be determined. Community Action Committee to be determined. To be determined.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I second that motion.
Sorry, I'll tweet.
What? What'd you say?
What's with his signature?
They need my signature.
Your initials.
It's right there.
Okay.
Oh, I put it. It's right there.
Oh, I just wanted to let them know she probably wants to forget this. What's that? It says January 2017 for the bill.
Yeah. Wow.
So you guys might want to update that. Yeah. I think one of them had multiples.
Well, I put it, I just initialed all the.
Oh, I know. I saw that because it's on the back side.
That's okay. Evelyn made a mistake on the checks.
I just found it.
She made two?
One of the invoices.
She cannot go home early.
One of the invoices is 2017.
She's got to stay the rest of the day now.
We're adjourned.
Oh, are we adjourned?
Yeah.
Can we stop the recording?
Yes.
Hello. Anybody there? Nope.
No, I don't think she stopped it.
Maybe the hang up button?
You said push the off button. Don't play it real well.